Well, hello there. I know it's been a little while since I put out an episode, but I'm back and I'm ready to chat. Basically, what happened was podcasting to me is supposed to be fun, very casual, just a place where I can talk about things that come across my mind. And I didn't feel like I had the capacity and energy at the time in the last few weeks because I had other things that were going on. I also had some other projects that I wanted to focus on and experiment with. But again, I'm back and ready to chat. This episode is probably a little bit of a rant, if anything, and it's of course about the design industry. I don't know, in the last couple of weeks, I don't know, in a couple of months in general, I've been constantly coming across things where I feel like there's this elitism in the space of UX design. This is really mostly from articles and like Twitter threads and YouTube podcast things that I've been seeing. Luckily, I haven't experienced it with the people that I actually work with and like talk to face to face, but it's something that I definitely want to address and, process and think about a little more. So the biggest point that I want to point out is that there seems to be some hierarchy between UX, user experience design, and UI design. And the first thing that I want to talk about is like when people say UX slash UI design, there are a lot of roles out there like UX slash UI designer roles. People get super uppity about this. It like pisses people off apparently when you say, yeah, I'm a UX slash UI designer, or my role at a company is UX UI designer. The first question that crosses my mind is, why are these roles displayed, shared, posted as job postings in the way that they are? Right? Like, let's dig back into it and think about, okay, so then why are there UX slash UI design roles? And so I have a few different things that have crossed my mind or things that I have seen, which, make me wonder why, if this is the case. So first of all, I think UX and UI, UX slash UI design emphasizes that this is a generalist role. Right. This is someone who can do the full spectrum of just design from research all the way to execution, right? To the UI design part. And you would assume, right? Like, okay, so if it's just UX designer, don't you think that UX designers in just inherently know UI design? Because, right, UI, not even hypothetically, technically, is a subset of UX design. Here's the thing, though. I hear a lot of stuff out there where UX designers say they don't do visual design. They either say it because they just feel like, I don't know, they kind of look down on the visual design aspect of it, almost saying like this isn't the real UX of it. Like UX is thinking about like the overall user experience, and that this is we're more focused on like information architecture, talking to our users and customers and all these other aspects within the process, but isn't UI design essentially. There's almost this hierarchy in a way where UI design becomes secondary in all of this. So like you don't need to know visual design to do UX design, right? That's kind of the conclusion to say that if I'm a UX designer, I don't necessarily need to know visual design. Okay, so if that's the case, then who's going to put the interface together? UI designers. So by saying you don't do visual slash UI design, you're already creating that differentiation between UX and UI. So when you're creating that differentiation, you're inherently contributing to the argument that UI, even if it is a subset of UX design, there is this split, right, in skill set that is needed there. So when a job or a company is asking for someone who can do UX and UI, again, they're looking for that generalist who can also execute on the visual design side. I would even argue that UX shouldn't be a role versus a practice and a mindset. So that, you know, if UX is this all-encompassing thing, then if we look at the different roles that can fulfill the practice, you know, you have your researchers, you have your architects, and you also have your visual builders. That's another way I don't know, to possibly think about it. So my general take in this is that I think that both UX and UI inform each other. And I talk about this more particularly in building digital products or tech companies or digital product experiences, because that's just what I work in. And that's what most of the people that I know or see or their experiences work in as well, you know, because there's this also conversation that UX is not just pixels and screens and stuff like that. Okay, sure. If we want to get into that larger conversation of like, UX is, again, a practice versus a role, you know? That's a discussion for another day. The biggest point or main thing that I want to address and talk about is mostly in defense of UI design. I am so tired of people being like, seeing this, I'm looking at this article right now saying, why I'm choosing UX over UI design in my next career. To me, it's like, are you really choosing either or? Shouldn't it really be both? Question mark, question mark. Basically, I want people to know that UX designers will have high value knowing UI design and visual design. And UI design isn't just putting pretty screens together, because the word is still user interface designer, and user is still thought of through the process. I think the reason I'm sensitive about this is because a lot of the conversations in UX talk so positively about experience design and UX design, and that UI design has really been dismissed, in that like visual design has become part of this, oh, it's just pretty colors and typography. Really though, UI design covers a whole lot more. I think, first of all, UI design is very interaction focused, meaning we're thinking a lot about the micro interactions within maybe the page that we're creating or putting together, which I think is super important. We have to care about accessibility and think about like not just does the contrast between the colors and the backgrounds and all these things work together so that it is usable, that people can read, but also from just a functionality standpoint, again, going back to that micro interaction statement of like, if you're on a page, do the affordances and things that you see match with the mental models that the user knows or what their mindset is when they come across this particular screen that they're using. We care about how these visual elements function in conveying message and functionality. We care about consistency, we care about context, we care about visual communication. To be quite honest, I think it's a toxic mindset of like people thinking that UI designers are just people who, again, only care about pretty things. Where in reality, I feel like my role working in UI design and like thinking about these kind of things has actually really helped me develop my systems thinking mindset. It helps me think about like visual patterns, how these smaller elements or pieces are going to affect a larger system on a broader scale, right? So, you know, you could think about the information architecture from one point A to point B within this feature that you're working on. I think when I was working a lot more based on components and working on literally the visual design of it, I was able to think outside of it and say, instead of like, oh, this component, like, how is this going to affect the feature that it's intended for? Well, if we add this component, how is it going to actually affect all the other features? And how is it going to affect development? How is it going to affect like design debt in the future? How is it going to affect technical debt in the future? And whether or not this, the way this component is structured and looks like and is visualized, doesn't make sense to how the user is going to use it. There is this article that I came across, and when I read it, I was like, hell yes. Preach, girl. Preach. I'm going to link it in the show notes because I think this is something that everyone should read. It's by Sylvia Vitale, and she writes here, in defense of the look and feel. And basically, I'm going to read this one paragraph that I'm just like, this is what I'm talking about when it comes to visual design. It also plays an important role in the overall usability, as users may be willing to forgive usability imperfections for a better-looking interface. The style of an element communicates its function. Users place expectations on how something works based in parts on how it looks. So, I think I basically mentioned this previously of, you know, what you see will tell you how something will work. And to completely also, first of all, disregard humans saying that, like, visuals aren't important. Yes, they do. We're visual creatures. You need to also, if you're thinking about the user, well, form informs functionality, and visual design is a part of that. Visual design isn't necessarily the easiest thing. First of all, there's a lot of subjectivity to it. You know, I'll admit to that. But I also think that if you aren't like formally trained or haven't really been doing many visual design, graphic design things in the past, coming into the UX field and then realizing, oh, there is some visual design aspect to it, especially when it comes to the execution side of things, then it may not come second nature. I found this tweet that I'm reading pretty interesting. I'll link the tweet thread in the show notes as well, but this person says, I've been seeing lots of designer portfolios where visual design is really lacking. These days, whatever version designer you're calling yourself, you have to be able to execute polished visual design. You know, form follows function. That's like the wax on, wax off part. I'm also going to link this YouTube video below where this person is reviewing the Google UX course. He's actually going through it and, you know, giving his insight as a senior designer. And there's in this particular video, he talks about like high fidelity UI design. And I think the biggest part that I took away from that is that UI design is the execution of all the information that you gather within the full UX process, right? And this is where you can really show like whether or not you can execute based on the data and information that you have. The part that I found interesting in regards to this video that I'm going to share is how he mentions within like a case study, you know, case studies are pivotal pieces of how you present your process and your work, and that within these case studies, you can quote unquote fake like the personas, the user journeys, the storyboards, all these different things. You know, you can craft your way in making them so that it shows you understand these things, right? But when it comes to the UI or visual design part of it, the execution part of it, you can't really fake that. Biggest takeaway, if you had to have a takeaway from this, is that UX informs UI and UI informs UX, especially in the world of digital product design. That article that I mentioned, I think this quote that she writes is, the issue with this is that user experience needs good user interface design to deliver holistic, usable, and satisfying experiences to our customers. They are not mutually exclusive. So even if you specialize in UI design, you should know and be aware of UX design practices, mental models, mindsets, and all these different things. And as a UX designer, if that is more of your specialization, focusing on like information architecture and more maybe business side things, I don't know. Don't forget the visual design. It is not secondary. It's just as important when you're creating and designing products. Thank you for listening. If you've gotten this far, I am now going to get off my soapbox. But if you have opinions on this topic or just thoughts in general, I would love to hear what you have to say. You can find me on the interwebs and other places such as Twitter at xmusings, or you can find me on the gram at external musings. We can have a chat about this. I don't know, this is a topic that is a little near and dear to my heart just because I feel like a lot of things about it, as you can see or hear. So yeah, thank you for listening, and I will chat with y'all soon.